From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. More than 60 local residents protested outside of Assembly member Dede Barrett's office in Hudson on April 8 because of her sponsorship of legislation that would undercut the state's effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Michael Richardson of River and Mountains Green Faith, one of the organizers of the protests, spoke on WOOC, saying,
"On a Saturday morning, the day before many people were breaking for Easter or Passover, we had 60 climate activists. Now, this included a large number of constituents, as well as some state and local climate leaders. We got together in the noontime hour right outside the Hudson office of Assemblymember Dede Barrett, specifically to protest her introduction of the bill that we call the A6039, or in the Senate, S6030, that would severely undermine our New York State Climate Act.
The proposal from Governor Kathy Hochul and Barrett would align New York with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and federal government and calculate methane gas emissions over 100 years. But New York Climate Act requires the state review to take place every 20 years, so is more accurate. Barrett voted for that Climate Act, but now argues that her legislation helps consumers by not, and I quote, strapping steep costs on the back of everyday New Yorkers, end quote. Instead, Barrett's plan delays the cost of climate change to future generations. Hochul last week reportedly backed off the proposal in budget negotiations, but until the budget is signed and this year's legislation session is over, the Barrett bill could still get enacted. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that Democrat Josh Riley announced April 11th that he will try again in 2024 to beat Republican Mark Molinaro to represent the 19th District in Congress. Riley lost by a 1.5 percentage to Molinaro in the 2022 election and was one of the races that flipped the seat, giving the Republicans control of the House of Representatives. Riley is quickly gathering support to ward off other challenges, with chairs of 7 of the 11 county Democrat committees in the 19th district signing a letter of support for his campaign. The 19th Congressional District was previously represented by Democrat Antonio Delgado, who abandoned the job to become Lieutenant Governor. Democrat Pat Ryan then won a special election to hold the seat for a few weeks, but then ran for the 18th Congressional District after redistricting changed the maps. Molinaro has voted with conservative Republicans in his first month in office. Riley said the difference in returning the same election in 2024 is that Molinaro, and I quote, now has a record to run on, end quote. Daniel Butterman of Oneata also filed to run in the 19th district in February as a Democrat. Molinaro's campaign released a statement in response to Riley's announcement saying, and I quote, there's nearly 600 days until the 2024 election. I'm focused on delivering bipartisan results for upstate New York. I will run on this record if my opponent is Josh Riley, Daniel Butterman, or someone who has yet to announce, end quote. Riley lives in the 19th Congressional District near Binghamton, while Molinaro lives outside the district in Dutchess County. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that on April 10th, the Department of Environmental Conservation began to remove the thousands of tires from green tire recycling on State Route 81 in Climax in Greene County. 9 months ago, the town of Coxsackie asked a judge to shut down the illegally operating tire company. The Department of Environmental Conservation said in a statement on April 10th, and I quote, DEC will continue to work with the town of Coxsackie to hold the facility's owners and operators responsible, end quote. New York State Supreme Court Justice Richard Mott had authorized the town to charge the cleanup to the owner's property tax bill, but town attorney Tal Raplea said the taxpayers will pay instead. Mott first ordered green tire recycling closed on August 30, 2022, but property owner Corey Mergendahl and Sharon Lampman and Green Tire Recycling owner Shane Forster have ignored court orders. On March 10th of this year, Mott-Hell, Mergendahl, Lampman, and Forster in contempt of court with a fine of $250 and a judgment of $100. Read the full story in Porcupine Soup. Heather Bellow reports in the Berkshire Eagle that Great Barrington Select Board on April 10th voted 4-1 with member Ed Abrams voting no for a special permit to allow planes to keep taking off from and landing at Walter J. Kolodza Airport. Berkshire Aviation Holding Incorporated, the airport owners, must abide by a slew of conditions, including cutting back their flight school operations during the summer months. Abrams, the lone no vote, said, and I quote, "We missed an opportunity to really listen to various opinions and try to reach compromise. Without a permit, the town controls growth. With it, we are at the mercy of the courts holding our issuing of conditions normally reserved for the FAA and Department of Transportation," end quote. Two neighbors and an abutter have jointly sued the town in land court for allowing the airport to operate, but the judge paused the case until April 29th to wait for the permit hearing result. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 update. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.